Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you doing today?
Good morning, guys. Everything's going off the rails today. Even our little video.
What's up with TJ Watt? It wasn't a vet day, right? He's banged up.
No, and you know, it's one of those things where these guys get so many Wednesdays off. Veterans often get Wednesdays off. So when we saw TJ, he thought, okay, it's just a rest day. And we found out afterwards that he's dealing with a toe. We'll find out a little bit more after practice today. Sometimes that can just be a minor thing. Tomlin didn't hint to anything other than Harmon being out, and that seemed like everyone else was going to play, so you would think that would be something that would have happened in game. So I'm guessing at this point it's minor, but we'll find out more after practice today.
Jeff, who's the team MVP right now?
Can we just skip a year? Leave it blank? The vote's still out. I got to wait till the end of the season. After seven games, I would have said Aaron.
Yeah.
And wouldn't have batted an eye. Now? 'Troy Faletanu for how he's improved over the season. I mean, I Herbig. I don't know. I don't think there is one right now.
I think that's probably
I really
the
don't
right
think
answer.
There is one.
Yeah. Jeff, how close are we to Aaron Rodgers just unloading on this team in a media session? It feels like the frustration's mounting.
Frustration is mounting. I think it would have to be a really bad performance because I do think he respects Tomlin. I think he likes a lot of guys in the room, but you're starting to see it a little bit where he's, you know, talking about guys not being open and, you know, maybe receivers not all or people in the room not all paying attention at times. So he's dropping some little things here or there. And you knew this whole thing, guys, we talked about it from the beginning, how great it is, but let's see what happens when they're facing adversity. And they're facing adversity, not just adversity on the field, but with injuries and other things that crop up during a year. I don't anticipate that happening just because of the respect he has for Tomlin, but we're starting to see little insights here and there to what he's thinking about certain things.
Jeff Hathorn, our sports director, joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Jeff, Caboli was hinting around at maybe Mike Tomlin losing the locker room. Is that something that you've picked up on being in there?
I think there's a frustration in the room. Mm-hmm. There's an obvious frustration. I mean, we saw it on the field. We saw it not handled correctly at times by this team on Sunday. I don't know if I buy. I think when you're going through this type of situation where you've lost 5 of 7, that you start questioning everything, you know, and sometimes maybe what coaches say you're listening to, but you're not really listening to. It's just like, blah, blah, blah. I need to get out on the field and perform better. So maybe from that standpoint, but I don't see anything, especially at practice yesterday, where there was anything where guys were rolling their eyes or not going hard. I think they just want to get out on the field and perform. and they don't want to hear any talk, at least the ones that you want on your team. And I think some of them have said that, like, it's all been talk. We need to prove it on the field.
Jeff, if they do win on Sunday in Baltimore, will you feel better about this football team, or will you still feel the same?
I mean, I'll feel better. I mean, if they were to have a finish to the season like they started the season, then all of this changes. You know, it's interesting, Dorian, because I was at Pitt the other day, and the ACC Network was on, and they're replaying a Hurricanes-Gators game, and it's Fowler and Herbstreit, and they show the top 10 at that time. And Penn State's 2, LSU is 3, and they're talking about how both those coaches could finally get the monkeys off their back, like Nussmeier might be the quarterback to get LSU all the way, and that Drew Aller's a sleeper for the Heisman. And look how all of that has changed. Well, there's still 5 games for this season to change. Now, it seems like it's going to trend in the same direction. But if they have a strong finish to the season, then a lot of this talk becomes moot. So, I'd feel better after the Baltimore game, but I think I would be, okay, what in the hell is going to happen on Monday night against Miami? Because we've just seen so much inconsistency. So, I would feel better. They would be in first place. But I don't know that I would, to your original point, that I would really believe in this team until I see more evidence.
Obviously, the Adam Thielen signing happened after Mike Tomlin's press conference wasn't referenced. MVS is on a milk carton somewhere, but still on the practice squad. Do you anticipate seeing either of them active for Sunday's game?
Yeah, I'm guessing, and it shouldn't take Thielen long to kind of figure out what's going on, given his veteran status and his relationship with Aaron. I think there's a chance you see Thielen in this game, not MVS, but Thielen. I don't think you claim a guy like that off waivers. I don't think, you know, he talked about, you know, still wanting to win a championship. And I think with his route running, his experience, he's not going to be a deep threat for you, but he could be a guy that fits in there, and you probably bench Williams or don't elevate Williams and have Austin be your return guy. And that's the roster spot there.
Jeff, I don't want to besmirch your journalistic integrity here, but how much would I have to pay you to ask Tomlin about the Penn State job?
How about Chef? You know, one thing, guys, we have seen over the last few days is these national guys starting to turn. I mean, not all of them, but you've started to see guys, and now Schefter's retweeting stuff of Ben saying that Mike would be a good, candidate for the Penn State job. It cracks me up that Ben says all of this, because if we would ask Ben some of this stuff when he played, oh my God, he would lose his mind. So it's funny that Ben's kind of on this side of it now, but I don't know if you have enough money without maybe some more out there for me to ask that question to Mike. I think we know that answer.
Jeff, we appreciate the time as always, buddy. Thanks a million.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
That's the great Jeff Hathorn with our Hawk Report. Our Hawk Report. Brought to you by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union.
He hates it.
I thought it's gotten pretty tired myself, but you know.
It's a great bit.
Is it? Is it
right? I don't say so myself.
Say less.
Ooh. Squawk
mute.
Less.
Mute.
Hashtag squawk less.
You guys want me to call up Herbstreit's dog again?
That landed. Gosh. Yeah, that landed well. Jeez.
That might have been the worst thing you've done on the show, actually.
Somebody randomly came up to me on the street and said that was one of the worst things ever.
But you know what? It stuck with him.
Randomly at the pick game.
That's like saying any pub is good pub.
Exactly right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. the scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.